Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
How you doing, Stanky Lane?
What's up, man?
High five from everyone!
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox! Let's go, Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb!
Go, Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb!
Whoa, big boy, yeah!
Hey, you fired up?
Hello! Welcome to the show!
Hello!
I'm a Red Sox fan and I can die. I'm a Red Sox fan and I can die. I'm a Red Sox fan and I can die. Happy! I'm a Red Sox fan and I can die. I'm a Red Sox fan and I can die. I'm a Red Sox fan and I can die. Happy!
Since day one, you had a feeling that the city was going to fall in love with them. People start like recognize that, hey man, they fight all the way to the end.
I felt pretty privileged to be able to watch what Nathan Eovaldi just did. That was the most incredible pitching performance I've ever seen.
Pierce hits one in the air to left center field. Back at the wall, there will be no zero. Pierce has got another. 2-0 Boston in the first.
Let's go Red Sox.
Since day one, you guys bought into the concept. From day one, we were a family. But I'm proud of you guys.
From the top on down, here comes a 1-2 pitch.
Everybody, good morning. Congratulations to the Red Sox and all the fans. It is over, and everything that was worried about over the course of the season and going into the playoffs all played out perfectly. And much like Daryl Porter and Spike Owen and Buddy Biancolana or whoever it may be, a journeyman picked up at the trade deadline. Comes in and wins the MVP.
Unbelievable.
Steve Pierce.
And I know that last night, I'd like to see how Nick is doing right about now. He's probably going to sleep for about the next 10 hours because he was down over at Fenway Park right outside of Kenmore Square. I'm glad he got there early because they shut down all the streets right around the seventh inning and they wouldn't let you get in or you could. they had the cops and horses as they've had in the past. And did you see any of the videos from above, like the helicopter videos?
Yeah.
There was like this guy who got up on top of some like barrier wall. It wasn't a wall. I don't even know what it was, but it was probably about 10 feet off the ground because his feet were above where everyone's heads were. And he did one of those trust falls.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it worked.
Oh, boy.
Like, it was one of those things you're just going, oh God, this is gonna end horribly. And from the video, it looked like he didn't smash his head open. It was just a drunk guy jumping up. And like, it's a crowd of people. So you know at one part that he's just going to, this is going to go viral for someone, like a Faces of Death type thing. But I guess the guy got caught. And all I know is that Nick sent me 15 clips of audio from last night.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. And it's just, it's everything I'd hoped it would be. Man, but I've been looking forward to a morning like this for a while.
Yep.
Nick just opened up his mic and, you know, it's fantastic. Like the Bruins won.
The loud drunks.
Oh, yeah. Loud, happy.
Yeah, you can't turn around without running into one.
Fish in a barrel.
Yep, and it's going to keep going throughout the
fish
week.
Fish and shoot in a barrel.
Fishy shoot in a barrel. Right, yep. Sorry.
That's right. That's the old Dolfo saying.
My fault.
And it's the insanity is going to continue for the rest of the week because we now know that we have a Halloween rolling rally.
Yes.
The duck boats are coming out on Wednesday, and they're saying 11 o'clock. Now, I saw something that I don't know if this is true, because it was a website that I think it was called Only in Boston or whatever, so I don't know how reputable it was. But it mentioned that they might go into the water again, which I know was such a horrible idea.
That was 04. That was 04 when, you know, we weren't used to any of this, and we're like, oh, sure, let's, you know, let the Cambridge people get involved. Pedro got hit in the face with a baseball. It was bad. It was really bad. It didn't work out very well.
Yeah, so I don't think they would do that again, seeing that they've, because the city's also gotten very good at the route that they've got now.
They've had a lot of practice.
They've had a ton of practice. Right. So I have a feeling that's probably not right, but it is going to be 11 a.m., they're saying. It's going to start at Fenway. And that much we know. So get ready. Get ready, Boylston Street. Get ready for all the drunks. Here we go again.
So, we'll take your call, 617-779-0985.
If you're still up from last night, I'd love to hear from you.
By the way, let's give it up to Matt McCarthy, who just did 6 hours and 45 minutes on the air overnight.
I love it. Just like
good
for calls.
Him. Good for him. Calls for most of the night, too.
If you're still up, I want to hear from you, 617-779-0985.
All right, Danielle, it's a weird spelling. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. It's actually Daniel. I know that's a big word to spell early in the morning.
I'm in too good of a mood to get mad at Bird this morning.
All right. So go ahead, sir.
Thanks, Bird. I just wanted to call in. I called a couple weeks, and I made the comment about David Price should be fired, if he were in corporate America. Obviously, that's not the case, but we should still fire Sarge.
All right. Okay. So very good.
I mean, the David Price thing is kind of funny because, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people who this morning are going to be, see, I told you, nobody thought this was going to happen. And that's what's kind of cool, is that all of us can kind of sit back and go, wow, who'd have ever thought that after the track record of just how awful he's been at the postseason, that this year would be the year that he would be able to turn it around? And it wasn't just one game, it wasn't two games, it was three.
It was a bullpen session before his final start against Houston. That's what he said. He said, I figured it out. I figured something out while throwing, because he was going to come in the night before. He was going to come in and said, I figured something out. I was able to carry it over to this start, and he went out and beat Justin Verlander. And that was it. Three straight starts, three straight wins, and now all that contract talk should be silenced. Actually, if Price was smart and he really doesn't like it here, he'd opt out now.
Now he'd get his
$30 million from somebody else.
It's true. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
You know, seeing the fourth championship in 14 years last night was great. Pierce, good at ball. Price was nailed. But Johnny Ballgame, do you know the best part about the Sox winning the World Series last night?
No, what's that?
Not having to listen to freaking Amy Lawrence on my way.
You know, I was thinking about that because I turned on the radio and I just wasn't thinking. And there was McCarthy. I'm like, oh, okay, we're going to get calls at six.
Yeah. They've alienated the whole audience. They managed to keep it going.
Good for them. I like that lead. And all these pictures of guys, like, you know, climbing the light. I mean, this is great.
And that is using a traffic cone as a funnel.
Yeah.
Manny, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
What's up? What's going on? I just want to say what a great series that was last night. Did you guys catch word of that crowd, that mob that was running around after the game last night, jumping on cars over on Longwood? Unbelievable.
I didn't see the Longwood stuff. I saw right outside of Fenway, and then of course they go down towards Boylston. Usually that crowd, they get pushed out down towards like where the poorhouse is in that area.
Oh, yeah, crazy guys jumping up and down on cows. But hey, I just want to touch base and say, man, all is right in Red Sox Nation, no matter what happens. I mean, Sarge can still suck at his jaw, but I'm happy this morning. Guys, have a great day.
All right.
We're going to take a lot of phone calls today.
No telling where the landmines are.
I got no problem doing that. So, I mean, we're going to do, you know what? I thought about it this morning. There are two people that I want to hear from this morning. One being Dan Roach. Because we got to see. I mean, he was so happy. And we told him, if they win, we want to talk to you the next
day.
Absolutely. So he's aware this is, you know, that we're going to try to get a hold of him. He's probably still in Los Angeles, so we should probably get a hold of him pretty soon so we get him before he gets on his plane. The other person...
If they're flying him out before 5 in the morning, there's...
Would you
they're
put it past them?
Nice. No. Media, we've talked about this. Baseball writers and how miserable a life they lead. They all leave very early in the morning the next day. There's no waiting around. So I would bet you anything Roche has a 5 or 6 a.m. flight back.
Oh, sure. I wouldn't doubt that for a second.
After working that late?
Oh, hell yes. Yeah. Absolutely. I bet you all the writers are gone. All the writers stayed. I'm betting you all the writers stayed at that ballpark till 1 or 2 in the morning Pacific time, did all their stories, wrapped everything up, and of course Dan had to record everything, you know, on the field after the game and in the locker room. I bet you anything they're at LAX. I bet you anything they're at LAX in the next couple of hours.
Not yet, because it's 3. So,
no, in the next couple of hours, 4 or 5 in the morning for a trip back here.
Like, we can get Dan probably within the next 2 hours, even if he does have the earliest flight out, which would probably be 5 o'clock, which is 7 o'clock our time.
Is it to save money?
I have no idea why.
8 o'clock.
I really don't. Maybe it's just I don't want to wait around until noon or something. You got to get back to get, you know, stories when they arrive. Or I have no idea what it is.
It's to save money.
It's to save money.
It's to save money.
Yeah.
Or it could be to save money.
Yeah. When McAdam was taking 6 a.m. flights to go out to like Kansas City in July, it was not something. All right. So we'll take phone calls. 617-779-0985. Nick got a bunch of audio.
He did.
Out by Fenway.
There's one other person I want to talk to this morning, and I think we should check in on him. And he's not here this morning to get us the hookup, but I think we check in on Mark Gemelli. I think we called Mark Gemelli and see how he's doing. He's a huge Red Sox fan. He probably watched the game from his recliner.
You know he's up.
You know he's up.
He's listening to the show.
He's sure maybe making some celebratory meatballs. I think we got to check on him.
How many Manhattans last night?
Oh, I mean, you know. Do you lay off Manhattan so you don't fall asleep?
No. You add a couple. You kidding me?
You go all
you add some Manhattans to this.
That's right. I mean, you know, do you?
I've had my usual dosage.
All right. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. More Toucher and Rich. 98.5 Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I tried all weekend to find someone who did this act of endurance, and I finally found it. John Wallach, Friday night.
Yep.
Watched every pitch of that
you
game.
You did all eight?
Not every pitch. I was at the BC Miami football game, came home, got home. In time for the bottom of the eighth inning and watched the entire rest of the way. Well, I watched the last 10 innings.
Oh, you don't qualify.
That doesn't count. I fell asleep. I got to see, I fell asleep at the 14th and woke up and it was like 4 and the game was over. The TV's on. There's always a good feeling. And then, you know, you go back and you rewind it. And then I saw how it ended. So I would like to say that I got to watch Eovaldi continue to go back out to this last year, but I have not gone back and watched.
Otherworldly. I don't know how the hell he did that.
Like the third to last and second to last inning. I watched the last one, and that was it.
But then you had the big time, you knew he was going to be the hero, Muncy. Step up.
And,
Well, I mean, he just missed a homer earlier. You figure, you know.
So I mean, Pierce and Muncy.
Yes, correct.
He looks like what people turn into after they finish playing baseball.
No, seriously, I mean, that's a guy they want to play second. I've never seen anyone look less like a second baseman than that guy.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. But one guy that was just ridiculous and deserved the MVP last night, of course, is lead singer of Rat.
Nothing and one to count. High fly ball into left. Back at the wall. He's got another. How about Steve Pierce? Second of the game. last two games. It's 5-1 Boston here in the eighth.
The Johnny Gomes of this year's team.
Without being a douchebag.
Yep.
Yeah, somehow he managed to do both. That was impressive.
He's you can call him the Johnny Gomes as far as being like the inspiration or whatever, but like that. But I mean, Johnny Gomes had like what, two good like big hits in the World Series?
No,
like,
in order to win the World Series generally,
there has to be an out of nowhere guy.
There has to be a guy who like never has or will again be like the hero.
Right. Who just gets hot at just the right moment.
Was it Spike Owen or Buddy Biancalana that was on Letterman? Because he
Biancalana.
Buddy Biancalana.
They went back and forth. And yeah, it was Biancalana. 85 Kansas City Royals, something like that.
Yeah, he had hit like 180 over the course of the season. And then I think he was the MVP. David Eckstein.
That's right.
Another guy.
But that's the one thing about this World Series.
By the way, real quick, I just looked it up. In the 2013 World Series, you were talking about how good Gomes was and how he was the inspiration.
He had like one big hit, I remember.
Well, no, he had one home run, but he had two hits and 17 at-bats.
Okay. Well. See, that's what I was thinking. I just remember that.
He had the one big hit. For Nessun, they probably flew him in. We have expert analysis from Johnny Gomes. Sure.
I hope that happens. I do, because that would be pretty funny if like he tries to take the microphone away from like Mookie Betts.
Yeah, they're like, the parade's going on, and then they're on the stage, and all of a sudden, Gomes, a little closer.
And then I can see Chris Sale actually like going nuts on him. Like, I mean, you saw Chris Sale, obviously, in the dugout of game four. Yeah. I mean, that was awesome. And we'll pull the audio, but they asked him afterwards what he said, and he obviously didn't say truly what he said. He gave us a PG version of it, but you know, whether or not that worked, that's the most emotion I've seen out of Chris Sale ever.
You would think it worked. I mean, they turned things around at that point.
They did. Well, here was Pierce after the game, you know, talking about when he knew this team was special.
Probably when I was in Toronto, you know, playing against them for so long. This is a tough team to play against, and you know, when I got a call to come over here, it was a great feeling that. And day one, when I got here, it was like I knew something was special. I mean, this was a great group.
I'm glad it was Pierce. Although, if they would have given it to Price, I would have understood why. But I'm glad it was him. Because, I mean, it's like David Price, it's awesome he redeemed himself. But you also kind of all want to still keep... Like, he was kind of peacocking a little bit after the thing,
if anyone has earned the right to do that.
Which I'm not going to crap on it, but he's him. Like, I hold all the cards now.
And yeah,
I'm
like, he's like, right. I got the Trump card.
At one point, he's like, all right, you know, listen, you were amazing. I'm not taking anything away from what you did.
No, he's been crapped on his entire career, a decade worth of this stuff, and he finally came through. Give it to him. Give it. He's allowed to do whatever he wants.
I understand, but there's a better way to do it. And this is not the morning to crap, and I'm not going to crap because the guy was amazing.
I'm saying, but, you.
There was one cool, genuine moment, though, afterwards with David Price. Is he was asked about, or he was told, rather, what his teammates had been saying about him and how they felt so great for him. And this was actually pretty cool.
Your teammates speak so highly of you. What does it mean to you to be a great teammate? A lot. I mean, this is a game we get to play. You know, it's the relationships that you make, you know, while you do this, while you play this game that's what makes this game so special.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Like, he couldn't hold it in, which was kind of nice. And you think about the people who ended up being, you know, in discussions for MVP or just the people who stepped up the most. It's the people you expected the least. David Price, Steve Pierce, Joe Kelly. Yeah. I mean, Joe Kelly, my God, how great was he over the last several games?
Yeah, and he almost didn't make the roster.
Yeah, Mitch Moreland. And I'm glad at least Mookie Betts got, like, one home run there at the end. That was nice because you're like, all right, well, you know. He didn't disappear, but that was just unbelievable how they won this thing. So afterwards, my favorite moment probably of the post game came when they were giving the award ceremony, and they had John Henry standing there. And right next to John Henry was Werner was right next to him, like just like they always do. Yeah. So the two of them right next to each other. So it was John Henry, yeah, Werner, and then Dabrowski's on the other side.
No.
And here's how things went on TV when they interviewed him. Here's John. What starts with the first voice you're going to hear is John Henry. Let's see. Where's the clip? Where the hell did the clip go? Oh, it's missing. I'll find it in a second.
All right. Let's go.
We have a million calls.
Yeah, right. Let's go to David. David, go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Been up all night. You know, same as 07 when I went to Wentworth. Saw a guy punch a police horse that time.
That's not good.
Yeah, he got arrested real quick. But this year, I just couldn't sleep, and I just sat there. Now I'm off to school. So it's been a rough week. No sleep.
You're a better man than I. I never would have gone to class.
Right.
I mean, there's no way in hell I'm going to class. There's
probably a few people skipping it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not...
If you got a cool teacher, they might understand.
He's in college. Yeah. Who went to class?
Hang on, did he say he was in 07 he was in college?
Yeah, no, he said he was at Wentworth in 07. Right? Yeah. He was in college 11 years ago.
Maybe he's a teacher.
Or a doctor.
Good. Fantastic.
Yeah, here's John Henry. So it's John Henry Werner and then Dabrowski.
But this, I just want to say from everyone back home, this, congratulations, this is the greatest Red Sox team in history. Congratulations, Red Sox Nation.
Congratulations to you, John. Let's move on over, see if we can snag Dave Dombrowski. Dave,
that was the best. That was the best.
Not a word from Harpo. Harpo touched the trophy and passed it down the line.
They stepped right in front of Werner and just said,
"Excuse me, Tom."
Just like they nudged
ever since
the
Cosby stuff, they can't talk to him.
It's like he's going to talk about Cosby or Roseanne.
Yeah, awesome. The first thing I thought of, this guy was almost a commissioner of Major League Baseball, and now he's an afterthought.
And in the ear piercing, don't give it to Werner. He's going to say something. And he sucks on the mic. Did you not see him try to start a cheer a long time ago? It was a disaster.
Let's John. Go Red Sox. Let's go Red Sox. Let's go Red Sox.
Go Red Sox.
John, go ahead.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
I don't know if you guys caught this. I was watching the Silver Fox doing his post game, and when he interviewed Alex Cora at the end, I had to rewind it because I was so shocked that he said it. He slipped in a little, maybe we do another cookie-off? I don't know if you guys caught that.
Did he really?
I didn't see that.
Yeah. At the very end, he just slid it right in there.
Oh, he's feeling good then.
All right, we're gonna have to get the audio on top of that. We're trying to get Roach on. He might be asleep. I mean, if he was lucky, maybe he's got like a 10 o'clock flight out there, which would be noon our time. He might be trying to get like 2 to 3 hours of sleep. He's probably not sleeping.
No, he's got to be in heaven. And then we're also going to put some feelers out from Mark Gemelli, who's been up. Usually he gets up about 3.
Well, he listens to the show. So, I mean, so he wakes up and turns the show on. So, you know, if he calls in, hey, Mark, if you're listening, we'd love to hear from you. How about 720? Call him at 720, Mark.
Yeah. He's got to start making dinner for 3 weeks from now.
The blue light's off at the garage, nothing to stare at. So
617-779-0985, here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich.
High fly ball into center. Back at the wall, and it's gone. Martinez goes deep. 4-1 Boston here in the seventh.
Amazing. I mean, it's a dream come true. AC told us from the first day in spring training we can do it, and we believe in ourselves. We believed in him and went out and executed.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And congratulations to the Red Sox and their fans.
Mm-hmm.
Champions of the world.
That's right. And this morning, I feel like a champion because we just found out at 7:20 to give us his update. Because this is a gentleman who's feeling really good this morning, Mr. Mark Gemelli. Calling in from the recliner. He heard us put out the Gemelli signal, and he called us and said 720 will work.
What does the Gemelli signal look like exactly?
It's just a big meatball.
All the meatballs were gone.
It's just a big meatball
in
the sky.
It's a transistor radio on the arm of the recliner.
I got it. That's how you send out
the signal. Meatball or a marble, for God's sakes.
So we will have his report from the recliner. At 7:20, and also we got recaps all morning. I mean, it was absolute chaos down there. It was chaos. And the thing is, too, that's kind of cool is that, you know, I've lived I've lived downtown for, I mean, since 2006. So how many championships is that? Seven? Is that seven? Because we've had
Patriots, three.
There's been three Red Sox.
Bruins. Patriots, two. Bruins, Red Sox, three, right?
Yeah.
07, 13
Celtics
in this year.
Celtics, one. Yeah. So seven.
Okay.
So seven times, not including like when these teams would win. Like I remember when the Eastern Conference Finals was done. You know, I mean, things like that were like the Celtics. It was chaos outside. Outside my house, you can hear the people going nuts until about 1 or 2 in the morning. And they stay out there and go crazy because all the colleges and stuff are around that area. So, and you heard it last night, and it didn't end until probably around 1:30 or so.
Dan told me that there was a cop on a loudspeaker. There's no audio of it. That was like, act like you've been here before, settle down, and then he went, half of you aren't even from here, and so knock it off.
You ain't even from here. Well, I love that.
When you're dealing with a crowd full of kids.
Yep.
No, seriously, I mean, you go to school, you're from wherever, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C.
Oh, it is a party industry. Yeah, let's
exactly.
go out there.
It's not exactly dyed-in-the-wool Red Sox fan. Yeah.
Well, this was kind of cool. Alex Cora, after the game, was talking about his team.
First year managing, and all you did was author the best season in Red Sox history. Not too bad.
I mean, it's what a season. Everything starts with these guys. They're very talented. They bought into it, you know, from day one in spring training. They've been very consistent as far as preparation, going about the business, and what a way to end it.
And I don't know if this is the clip, but afterwards, Alex Cora spoke to his players in the locker room when they were just, you know, popping champagne. They stopped for a second, and at one point, the loudest F-bomb. Like, this guy must have been standing right next to the cameras. It was like, blank, yeah! Like, right next to the camera. Made it out on all the broadcasts. I don't know if this is it or not.
We talked about it, what, 3 days ago? After game three. How proud I am of this group. Since day one, you guys bought into the concept. From day one, we were a family. Throughout the year, we added people to the equation. And they were amazing. People are talking about the Red Sox, and I'm proud of you guys, but honestly, thank you. Thank you.
I think it was immediately after that. That's when you got the, like, as loud as it could possibly get. It wasn't quite when you had the champagne celebration, the really uncomfortable one after the walk-off.
Andrew Dice Ortiz
got in there.
Yeah, when he just started going nuts. What are you going to do? There's nothing you can do. All right, let's go to Soapy.
Soapy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Didn't get much sleep over here. You guys getting your rest last night?
A little bit. 2 hours, maybe.
Yeah, it's tough, but I'm enjoying it. But anyways, I have kind of a question and a suggestion for, I don't know how you guys feel about the slogan with do damage, but I called into Felger and Maz Thursday, and I'm looking for a better answer. Basically, this is 11 titles now in 17 years. So my suggestion and my question in relation to all the parades we've had is, where do you take a poop when you attend the parade?
Well, I mean, you gotta station yourself near a nice hotel.
Porta potties have been a problem on the parade route.
No, you can't.
Menino had to deal with that in the early years.
You can't take a dump on the parade during a parade. You got to be a man about it and hold.
I've seen, and ask Adolfo too, he's seen it too. I mean, people just using the bathroom on the side of the street. They like walk down the alleys and they'll just use the bathroom down there. Yeah, that happens all the time.
I've heard the people wearing adult diapers, but you can't go take a dump in an adult diaper. I mean, it doesn't do you any good. Just go to the bathroom.
Hold it in?
Yeah, what are you, two? Yeah, hold it in.
Sometimes it's tough if you're drinking the entire time.
Hold it in. What's wrong with you? I mean, you can't sit there for 2 hours without taking a dump?
Yeah, if you could station yourself in front of like one of these nice hotels.
They're not going to let you in.
They're not going to turn you away. Just say you're staying there.
They're not going to let you in.
They got a no chase policy. You know, what are they going to mess with you? You know,
yeah, they're not going to let you in.
If you're vomiting on the floor.
No, but you can't, if there's a huge, I can't believe we're spending this time.
Wear a monocle. It feels like you got money and you belong there.
If I'm staying at a hotel and they're letting all these drunken idiots into my hotel so they can go find a bathroom to take a dump, I'm leaving.
I don't want to be there.
Get in front of the public library. I mean, you should see the people that take a dump in there.
The public library. The public library, you're angling for some kind of third world disease.
Nobody has AIM in the public library. It's like the upside down.
No, it's public library bathrooms are some of the worst conditioned places on the planet.
Yeah, they are not very good. So Kimbrell said that, you know, after everything he went through this year, he said it was very emotional for him, and he's glad that
it's over.
Didn't
trust to put him in at the end of the game?
Yeah. It's been year of a lot of learning, emotional, physical. You talk about family, my family at home, we went through a lot, but I was able to really cling to the family here at the field, the family that I had all around me all year long, the guys that I spend most of my time with. Those guys were big for me throughout the year, and let's just talk about Cora. He was big for me as well. And just to be a part of this team and to go through all this has been amazing.
Looking at that camera there, you're going home to New England. What do you got to say to the fans? You're going home to a parade.
I can't wait to see y'all and hold that trophy up.
Thanks, Craig.
That is Dan Roach, who somebody just tweeted and said, Roach is 100% up and driving to Disneyland, getting ready for the rope drop to get on Space Mountain. It would be the best week ever. I personally would do that, too.
No, he's coming back, and he's told us himself. He's coming back. He's decompressing. And maybe the family gets out to Disney World sooner than later. You pull the kids out of, you know, his son takes a week off work. His daughter takes a week away from classes. And they bop on down to Jamlando and take care of some things.
Somebody said the Cheesecake Factory at the Prue, # parade dump.
That's They're not going to let you in.
But the Cheesecake Factory is the other side of the, I mean, you're on the wrong side of the Prue.
Yeah, but that's one of those things where the bathroom isn't like right near the entrance. You gotta wander around for a while, and you never know when you have an uppity waiter say, excuse me, can I help you, sir?
I don't even know if there's like public bathrooms at the Prue anymore, because it used to be one of the food court, but that food court's in Italy.
There is. There are public bathrooms in the Prue.
Are there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, John knows. I know.
John knows where all the good toilets
I know.
Are.
Hey, there have been a couple
wife
emergencies.
Work in the Prue?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah,
so John goes there and he. I know exactly where I need to go.
Okay.
Yep. He's up and around there. They're absolutely public bathrooms. He's incontinent as the day is long.
Well.
All right, Rich, what are we going to talk about?
We will get to some more post-game sound bites, including a very awkward meeting between Veritek and A-Rod. We have some comments about that.
All right. So we will have all that for you. We will be back in just a moment.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 88.5 Sports Hub.
All right, Boston, you did it. Head over to your...
Justin Turner to the plate here in the eighth. In a four-run game. A 1-2. Continues his mastery in this World Series. And not scared to show it.
98.5, the Sports Hub. That was the story of the World Series. Journeyman coming up huge. Middle relief coming up huge. And David Price, of course, coming up huge as well.
I mean, this is a question that obviously is going to be talked about all offseason or in a lot to today, but John, we've discussed this a little bit before. Is this the greatest Red Sox team of all time?
I think it is. I guess you could go player for player with 04 and say, well, you know, 04 had these, you know, great pitchers and Pedro and Ortiz and Schilling and all that. But ultimately, this Red Sox team won more games than any other team before it. They beat back-to-back 100-win teams to get to the World Series, and they were dominant on the road. They were dominant in all three series they played in. They clinched all three series on the road. I mean, they won 7 of 8 on the road. I mean, this is the best Red Sox team in history.
You know,
depth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not like the Red Sox ran up all those wins in a crappy division.
Nope. No. I mean, did you say, I mean, how many wins did Tampa have this year?
Close to 90.
That's kind of like an underrated team. Like, I mean, you know, in many years, they would have won the division with that amount of wins.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can't think of any reason to, I mean, they had so much against them as far as the amount of competition, and I don't know. I mean,
they were underdogs in a lot of people's minds in the first round.
Tampa won 90 games, by the way, which would have put them one game behind Cleveland for the Central Division Championship.
Yeah. So you weren't playing soft teams all season long. You weren't building up wins. You're not the Patriots building up wins against the disaster that it's the rest of your division.
Well, speaking of David Price, he talked about how he felt finally being a World Series champion and having success in the postseason?
I hold all the cards now, and that feels so good. So that feels so good. I can't tell you how good it feels to hold that trump card. You guys have had it for a long time. You've played that card extremely well, but you don't have it anymore. None of you do, and that feels really good.
Not today. Listen, he was amazing.
It's not the media's fault. He was so crappy.
I know. But, you know, he has just, this is something that obviously has worried him and has bugged him.
It was,
and
it's cathartic.
It's festered inside of him. So for him to say that, maybe that's the end of it. You know how it is where you just,
I don't know.
I don't think so. Well,
I mean, John's right. Do you opt out right now?
If you're David Price and you legit don't like it here, you'll get $30 million. You'll get $150 million over the next 5 years from someone.
It's not even if you like it here. It's just like the amount of money, how much more money you can make.
Well, I don't think he's going to make any more money than the 30, 31, or 32 he's got coming to him on his current contract. But if
he gets
quality
more years,
of life, he's 33. I don't think he's going to get much more than 4 or 5. I mean, he's got, I think, what, 3, 4 years left on his current deal if he opts in.
Right.
And that's fine. I mean, I don't think the complaints are going to go away. He helped deliver you a World Series. And that goes a long, 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 long way in this town. And even if the Red Sox make the playoffs next year and he throws up on himself again, people will remember this year for the rest of his career.
Yes.
But if he really doesn't like it here, this is the perfect opportunity to opt out if you're David Price.
Yep.
Because there will be a team that will pay him what he wants.
Oh, absolutely. Now that he doesn't have that stigma, and that he showed he can come back on short rest.
Yep, yeah, without a doubt.
And will pitch whenever you ask him to pitch. And so all I'm saying is the option is there now, where it wasn't there 3, 4 weeks ago.
And there's something kind of cool about the culture that Alex Cora's put out there. I don't know if you read all the stories over the past couple of nights about how each one of the pitchers, no matter who they were basically begging Alex Cora to go in and go into relief. And I know that with Eovaldi, Chris Sale was begging to go in and give him some relief. And at one point, Alex Cora was like, no, it's not going to happen. And then when it hit like the 18th inning, he goes, maybe we'll see what happens.
David Price is on Twitter this morning. # I hold the cards now.
He didn't put that.
Yes, he did.
Okay. I'm not going to look at his Twitter this morning. I'm going to have
at
one morning where I'm
57 in the morning Eastern time.
Okay, well.
# I hold the cards
let him
now.
Get it all
he
out.
Means that, maybe that means that he's leaving.
Maybe it could.
That's not a bad point.
It could.
Because the cards,
yeah,
that's kind of a negotiating thing.
I hold all the cards. I can go do whatever I want.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's had one.
It's good he's enjoying it.
I'm looking at the Twitter. He's had one retweet since May 19th, and that was on a charity thing. This is the first tweet he's had where it's just him since May. # I hold the cards.
All
now.
Right. I'm just turning a blind eye this morning.
Yep.
I mean,
but as I said, if I'm David Price and I have to answer all these questions over and over and over again, David, how come you've been so horrible in the postseason? And he comes up and throws a gem last night on top of the two gems he threw before that. I'm fine. I'm like, F you, F you, F you. I did it.
Yeah, maybe the next day.
No, I don't wait. I'm like, that's it. I did it. Screw all of you guys.
I don't know.
I'd be a little
excited that I just won a World Series.
Yeah.
My team.
Yeah.
Maybe I wouldn't be so interested in speaking about myself on Twitter. Maybe I would be out enjoying the win. I mean, we had what's-his-face walking without a shirt on the streets. Yep. Napoli.
Oh, that's the best. Yep.
I mean, it's you essentially party for 3 days.
Yeah, the party's going to end sometime Thursday. If the duck boat parade is Wednesday, they're just going to stay loaded until they get on the boats. Who's going to be the star of the duck boat parade? Like, who's going to be the champ?
Johnny Gomes.
Well, maybe. Yeah.
He's going to be surfing like Edelman on top of one of them.
Yeah. He's going to have, like, American flag shorts and shirts and hats. Because, you know, much like Price, he holds all the cards. Oh, he had to do something like that, didn't he?
Stop. I want to really, really celebrate David Price this morning. I do. He was amazing.
Five hours ago.
Just hold it for a week, Dave. Just hold
five hours ago, the champagne still wet on his uniform when he did that.
All right. Absolutely.
Let him go nuts for a day. You know, let him have his day.
Yep. Let him have his day. He's being a prick. All right. Yeah, no commercials. You're
I'm the captain now. I hold the cards now.
I don't know what his deal is. He's just something else.
I'm in control.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, you are.
All right. Just enjoy it, dude.
Have fun.
All right. No commercials here. Just the headlines. We'll be back with some recaps.